Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Hey everyone, I'm Ashley Banfield, and this is Drop Dead Serious. We are heading into the final stretch of the Lori Vallow Daybell trial in Arizona. Thank you, Jesus. And today provided us one more big reason that you should never, ever represent yourself in court, especially if you are charged with murder. I'm going to get to the colossal mess that Lori made of the plan for closings in her case in just a minute, but here's a hint. For a woman who's been forced to do nothing but rest in her cell in Idaho for the last 5 years, she sure doesn't know how to rest a case. She made a mess of it, but by now I'm not surprised at her judicial screw-ups. I will get to that, like I said, in a hot minute. And as for taking the stand, I have news there too, just ahead. But for the last 2 days, day 6 and day 7 of her murder conspiracy trial in Arizona, we got some serious receipts, y'all, like videotape and texts and emails. But what might be the most upsetting evidence, other than the autopsy photos of Charles Vallow, which no one can ever unsee, is Lori's behavior that followed the moment that Charles Vallow hit the ground. Let's start with day 6. Lori Vallow resumed her cross-examination of Detective Cassandra Inclin. That's one of the first officers to interact with Lori after Charles was killed. She's the detective that interviewed Lori and her daughter Tylee at the police station within hours of Charles dying.
Did Lori Vallow's behavior stand out to you?
It did.
Why?
So based on what was going on, that we had a homicide, her husband had been shot and killed, her brother was the one who shot and killed her husband. It was inside her home. Her children were at least partially present to this event. Her demeanor seemed odd given what was going on at the house that day.
In court, Lori, the lawyer, pressed Detective Inclin about what the detective thought of their interview that day and how she thought Lori behaved. But Lori asked a ton of irrelevant questions and nearly put the gallery to sleep.
You were asked about whether or not you were calm at the scene. Do you recall being asked that on cross?
I believe so.
Had you just seen your husband get shot?
No.
Inside your own home?
No.
By your brother?
No.
You were asked if the other officers at the scene were calm. You recall being asked that?
I do.
Were you aware of any of them having just seen their significant others being shot?
No.
By a family member?
No.
Inside their own home?
No.
With their children present?
No.
And then came Detective Ariel Werther from the Chandler Police Department. And what he brought to court was less about emotion and more about cold, hard data. According to Detective Werther, the story that Lori tells just doesn't add up. Lori told police that she was there when her brother, Alex Cox, shot Charles dead. But Detective Werther pulled the GPS data from her phone, and that data, my friends, that tells a very different story. That data shows that Lori's device was not even at the house when the shooting supposedly happened. So either Lori's memory is faulty, or Lori just flat out lied.
We have video of her at various places. it led to the inescapable conclusion that either the shooting did not happen that close in time to the 911 call, or that she wasn't there for the shooting. I could not see a third way of interpreting that data. The other things that I was trying to establish when I called her is where she had taken him to school, and to confirm that we hadn't misunderstood about the Burger King event happening after the shooting. Because if we hadn't misunderstood, and then learning where the school's approximately 7 miles away from the house. So the idea that one could, in 12 minutes, go to a Burger King, get their order, drive 7 miles one way, 7 miles back, and arrive in that amount of time seemed very unlikely to me.
But it gets worse for Lori. Detective Werther showed that Charles Vallow's phone was also on the move well before 911 was ever called. And guess what was moving right alongside it? Lori's phone, and presumably Lori. According to Detective Werther, Lori took Charles's phone and then left the house, went to Burger King at 7:54 a.m., where she was seen on surveillance in Charles's rental car, then stopped at Walgreens for a pair of flip-flops at 8:16 a.m. That's also on surveillance. And all of this happened before her brother even called 911. That call was made at 8:36 a.m., more than three quarters of an hour after Charles was shot. That's a pretty tough act to follow, right? But when Lori got her shot at cross-examining this detective, she tried to steer the jury into irrelevant territory, asking about calendar events on Charles's phone and asking about dates with other women that Charles had logged on his calendar. But the prosecution was having none of it and cut her off with objection after objection, and the judge agreed.
Then you also made a note of his interactions with women he was attempting to date. Is that correct?
I do remember that.
Okay. Detective Werther, in your report on Bates, page 103, you indicate that Charles went to the airport to meet Florence Hughes and found that she never boarded. Is that correct?
Hold on.
Check to relevance.
What's the relevance of that?
It's just in his report, Your Honor, and I was just going over it to see if...
Well, everything in a police report isn't necessarily relevant. Well, how's it relevant to this case?
It's relevant to show what was going on in this right before this happened. These events happened within June and July.
All right. It's the objection sustained.
Did you learn who Florence Hughes was?
I'm going to object again to relevance.
Sustained.
In your report, Detective, you find evidence that Charles did in fact send someone $1,000.
I object to relevance again.
Sustained.
So you mentioned in your report that on July 10th there was a scheduled phone date with Nancy Jo Hancock. Is that correct?
I think I did indicate that in my report, yes.
Okay. And then on the next day, there was another date scheduled with a Jennifer Gilbert at 12 o'clock?
That sounds correct.
And then the next day, there was another date scheduled with a Juliet at 10 a.m.?
And obviously trying to smear the victim.
All right. The objection sustained.
Detective, did you find searches for these dates for my husband back to...
Hold on.
If we can do a sidebar.
Sustained.
This is a different question, Your Honor.
Whether he went on dates or had dates scheduled is not relevant to this case.
So now, day 7. Detective Nathan Duncan from the Chandler PD and the lead detective on the case, he took the jury deep into the crime scene. And what he described did not match up with the self-defense story that Lori and her brother told the cops. There was a bullet hole in the floorboards that lined right up with Charles being shot while he was already down on the floor. That's not self-defense, right? You down on the floor, the threat is over. You don't need the extra execution-style shot, right? And the baseball bat that Alex swore up and down Charles had grabbed to take a swing at him. No blood, no damage, nothing on that bat. It was actually lying on the opposite side of Charles's body from the left hand that he uses. And then came another volley from the cops over that massive delay in calling 911. 47 minutes passed after Charles was shot, but before anybody called for help. And again, it wasn't even Lori who called. And during that 47 minutes, somebody was thumbing through Charles's phone, reading messages from his brother-in-law, Adam, after Charles was dead. But what truly turned this case from tragic to chilling was what Lori left behind in her digital footprint. Her iCloud account revealed damning emails and text messages. One email in particular was from kkwalker75@yahoo.com. It was sent to Chad Daybell. For the record, KK Walker stands for Karen Walker, a fake name that Lori used to create this email account. And here's how it reads. Dear Brother Daybell, this is Karen from Avow. I contacted you a couple of weeks ago to see if you would be willing to come speak to our youth here in Houston, end quote. Prosecutor said this was Lori's way of secretly asking Chad to come visit her without Chad's wife finding out. But Karen Walker wasn't the only character that Lori was impersonating. Prosecutors also showed the jury an email that Lori wrote to Chad pretending to be Charles, her own husband, and inviting Chad to come to Arizona to help Charles, quote, ghost write a book.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Did you learn from reviewing Charles Vallow's cell phone extraction and iCloud accounts that Charles had found an email sent to Chad Daybell that was purportedly written by him?
Yes, I did.
Did that involve an email address, kkwalker75@yahoo?
Yes, it did.
And in the text messages between Lori and her brother Alex, the siblings referred to Lori's husband Charles as Ned. That was a name they gave to what they claimed was a dark spirit that was possessing Charles. And then there was that cryptic message just 2 days before Charles is shot dead. Lori writes to her brother Alex, quote, "So the plot thickens. Call me when you can," end quote.
Do we see a message from Lori Vallow to Alex Cox? "So the plot thickens. Call me when you can."
Yes.
Does Lori Vallow send her brother Alex Cox a message, "Getting sleepy, so I'm going to need you to stay close to me the next couple days. Mel too. She can't go to Utah. They are planking some kind of intervention, but want Mel out of the way so I'm left alone. I need to come get the stuff at your house tomorrow and store it or secure it. Lots to do. Thank you for standing by me. It's all coming to a head this week. I will be like Nephi, I am told, and so will you." Were you aware from looking at Charles's phone and the messages between Charles and Adam that they were talking about an intervention?
Yes.
So on July 9th, Adam and Charles were discussing an intervention?
Correct.
Possibly recording Lori?
Yes.
And then what we see then at 9:50 at night is Lori telling her brother that they're planning an intervention?
Yes.
So the same day that Adam and Lori were, or that Adam and Charles were talking, Lori is already letting her brother know there's going to be an intervention.
Correct.
And they're trying to get her separate and alone for this.
Correct.
But nothing revealed Lori's state of mind more than Chad's nauseating James and Elena story. It's a fictional story that he sent to Lori, where Chad and Lori are soulmates from another time and place, destined to reunite and fulfill their spiritual mission. And in case it isn't obvious, the story of James and Elena ain't platonic. Messages between Chad and Lori got downright dirty. Quote, cheek to cheek, loin to loin, Chad wrote. Let me just say that Detective Duncan could barely get that quote out without laughing.
Were there many messages and between Lori Vallow and contact named Bubby or Chad Daybell?
Yes, there were.
And again, those are all part of that, recovered as part of the search warrant on the Lolly Time at iCloud account.
Yes.
In these text messages, did Chad write a, I'll call it, romantic story about Lori and himself that he texted and emailed to her?
He did.
Did he have other names for them?
I believe the names were James and Elena.
One of the first message in this exhibit 229 is from July 13th, so 2 days after Charles was shot and killed.
Yes.
And do we see at this point, Chad is asking Lori, how did Adam and Brandon find out?
Correct.
And again, on the 13th at 9:51, we see Lori telling Chad, my mom, because she was so mad, she went off on Adam.
Correct.
And again, when we go back to Adam's testimony, did he indicate he learned Charles had died on the 13th?
Correct.
And that he got in a fight with his mom?
Yes.
At that point, do we see then a message from Chad asking, did he have much to say in his defense?
Correct.
And Lori responds, he was very defensive and tried to justify everything, but my mom kicked him out and said she would never talk to him again. She's dramatic.
Yes.
Do we then see a switch over from talking about Lori's family to now Chad talking to Lori about being deeply, crazily, madly in love with Lily?
Yes.
And do we see again messages to and from Lori and Chad talking about sort of their love for each other?
Correct.
Do we see again a continuation of that story that Chad was writing to Lori Vallow?
You do.
And that continues through most of this till apparently Chad needed a shower.
Correct.
And again, we continue to see the affirmations of love.
Yes.
The cheek to cheek and loin to loin.
Yes.
And then came the money talk. Obviously, Lori was furious to find out that she wasn't the beneficiary on Charles's $1 million life insurance policy. In one text to Chad Daybell, she played the guessing game, wondering who was destined to get Charles's life insurance money. Was it Brandon Boudreau, the man who married her niece, the man she's actually accused of trying to kill? Yes, another trial is just weeks away. Follow the bouncing ball. Was it Kay Woodcock, Charles's sister? One thing that Lori knew, Lori wasn't getting anywhere near that money. Chad reassured Lori that this was all part of a bigger plan, calling it a step in, quote, bringing down the Gadiantans, end quote. And that's a term from Mormon scripture referring to secret evil societies.
Do we see on July 18th at 12:18 Arizona time? So I talked to the insurance company. He changed it in March. So it was probably Ned before we got rid of him. They can't tell me who to tell me to whom, of course, but it's done. I'll still get the $4,000 a month from Social Security.
Yes.
So on July 18th, after she talks with Banner Life Insurance, Lori tells Chad she's not getting the life insurance.
Correct.
When we get to July 18th, this one, though, is an earlier. For the Bubby one, we saw that it was a noon time message, right?
Right.
And so we learned that Lori received an email indicating she was not the beneficiary, and later she had a phone conversation.
Correct.
Does this one appear to be sort of the earlier one, because it references, I just got the letter from the insurance company saying that I'm not the beneficiary. It's a spear through my heart. Who do you think he changed it to? Brandon or probably Kay? He left nothing for JJ.
Correct.
Did that conversation go on? Wow, that's terrible. There's no way to find out.
It did.
And did Lori then tell Chad, I might be able to see when I get his computer on Sunday. I could check the email sent to the insurance company. It will show change of beneficiary. He must have done it recently.
Correct.
So we had seen, in fact, photos what appeared to be from a computer that were sent to Chad Daybell, correct?
Correct.
Showing that beneficiary change.
Yes.
So does that seem to match with, again, what Lori is telling Chad here about finding out who got that money?
It does.
Does Chad then say, it will be interesting if he got changed after he had two bullets in his chest?
Correct.
And she goes on to respond, I don't think it could have. You can't change it after the death date. They would review that.
Correct.
And then she goes on to say again, I'm thinking Kay as well. Or he says, I'm thinking Kay as well. She probably freaking out that you got those computers. I'm going to shower and give you a blessing. I'm eager to get home so we can talk. It will be okay, my love. You are wonderful.
Correct.
And if you thought that was bad, Lori's text messages revealed that she compared herself to Nephi, a prophet from the Book of Mormon, who, according to scripture, was commanded by God to kill. She texted Alex, quote, I will be like Nephi, I am told, and so will you, end quote. Detective Duncan told the jury that this was an order to kill. She also texted her niece, Melanie Boudreau, warning her not to take a trip to Utah with her husband, Brandon. Quote, it's a setup for both of us, Lori wrote. Quote, everything is coming to a head, Lori concluded. And finally, Lori's cross-examination of the lead detective in the murder of her husband. And Lori came out swinging.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
She demanded to know why the baseball bat and the firearm weren't forensically tested. And she questioned why only some of her family members were interviewed, like her brother Adam, but not others. Actually, pretty good strategy.
In all those text messages, we saw a lot of people. Did you interview our mother, Janice Cox?
I did not.
Did you read or watch her interview?
I have not.
Did you interview our sister Summer Shiflett?
I did not.
Did you read or watch her interview?
No.
Did you interview our father, Barry Cox?
No.
Did you read or watch his interview?
No.
So the only source that you have for this investigation of the shooter in your case is through our brother Adam? Is that correct?
And all of the contacts mentioned through your iClouds.
Yeah, but you didn't ask anybody who was mentioned in there or who was speaking in there what they meant by any of those text messages?
Well, none of the people that you mentioned were present during this incident. So you're asking about the actual day of July 11th, if I asked them about that day or about the text messages?
About the text messages themselves.
could be consistent with the records.
So the only person in our family, in our whole family, that you got information from was the estranged brother from our family who didn't know what was going on with everybody else.
I object to the form of the question. Argumentative. So
it's also compound. I'll sustain the objection.
Okay, so Adam, our estranged brother, is the only one that you got information from. Is that correct? Is this your normal protocol to just talk to one witness and not all the others?
No.
Why didn't you speak to any other member of my family?
A lot of members of the family have been spoken to.
But you were not privy to any of that information as the case agent?
Well, I was privy to the interviews that were conducted by other detectives.
And you just testified to me that you didn't read or watch any of those interviews. Is that correct?
I have been present during an interview or a phone call with Summer, and been present during a phone call in this process, but I have never interviewed them.
How many interviews has Summer had with the police departments?
Objection, speculation.
Lori also questioned Detective Nathan Duncan about his Book of Mormon knowledge and if he was aware that Alex Cox was a comedian, basically implying that perhaps Detective Duncan didn't understand the context of all these messages. Lori insisted the text messages were just a bunch of jokes that Alex, the comedian, and Alex, the Mormon, was making.
You had testified earlier about the story of Nephi, is that correct?
Yes.
And you said that you researched it. Is that correct? What research did you do?
Well, the very basic research. I Googled who is Nephi. What does Nephi stand for? I've also, through this process over the last 4 or 5 years, have asked other members of the church just a simple question. Tell me about Nephi. And every single person I talk to tells me that same story that was told by Adam.
So are you aware that there's 15 books in the Book of Mormon?
I am not.
Are you aware that 4 of those books are books of Nephi?
I am not.
That there's Nephi 1, 1st Nephi, 2nd Nephi, 3rd Nephi, 4th Nephi?
No, I'm not.
Okay. That there's many stories of Nephi. Is that correct? Or you don't know?
I don't know.
So the very first story is the story that...
I'm going to object to testifying.
It sounds like that's the way it was going. So please just ask questions.
So you did not read the Book of Mormon?
No.
You did that?
No.
Okay. So isn't it true that you really have no idea what I was referring to when I referenced Nephi in my text message?
I can only go off of what I see. I can't tell you what you're thinking or what you're trying to relay there. But based on my knowledge and based on talking to people about who is Nephi, that is a story that came up consistently.
You relayed to the jury that it was in order to kill. You relayed to the jury.
I said that the story was the same story and similar to Adam. Adam told.
Okay, and you said it earlier that was an order to kill, that I referenced Nephi. I will be like Nephi and you will be like Nephi. To the jury here today.
Ask a question. That's a statement, not a question.
Do you have knowledge that my text message meant that at all?
No.
Are you aware through all of your investigation of this case that my brother was a stand-up comedian, Alex?
I had heard that, yes.
And that everything is a joke to Alex?
I can't speak for that.
So when you're interpreting all these text messages and making all these assumptions, half of them could be jokes and you would not know that?
Objection, speculation.
Sustained.
Were you speculating when you read my text messages?
I think I'm just reading your text messages. I don't think I was drawing any inference from them. I was just simply reading them.
Well, today you were explaining them to the jury. Is that true?
Those were read. There was no explanation as to what it meant.
Lori then questioned Detective Duncan's detective skills and decisions that were made throughout the course of this investigation. Again, good strategy on behalf of Lori.
So as the case agent and a detective, Do you form a suspicion and then stick to it and only investigate the things that lead you to that same conclusion?
No.
And being a detective, is your job basically to be an investigator and search out facts concerning what happened?
Yes.
Do you feel like you've done that in this case?
I do.
So by not testing any of those things, you feel like you've done everything you could possibly do to tell the jury and to tell us what happened that day on July 11th, even though you weren't present?
Correct.
You're confident in that?
I'm confident.
You have charged me with a crime. Is that correct?
I have not, no.
You have helped them charge me with a crime. Is that correct? The state of Arizona?
I conducted an investigation and I sent it forward, yes.
And you did not feel it was necessary to test any of these things?
Objection.
As the case agent.
Answered like four times.
Sustained.
What logical reason do you have as an investigator to not investigate all of these things that were available to you for the past 5 years?
Your Honor, I'm again going to object to asked and answered. If there's a specific thing that hasn't been asked?
That's a really very broad question. I'll sustain the objection. Yeah.
That's all I have, Your Honor.
After Detective Duncan's testimony, the prosecution said they were out of witnesses and advised the judge that the state rests. But what happened next was a bit confusing. Again, Lori's acting as her own attorney, so yeah, confusing is sometimes the order of the day in this courtroom. But the judge sent the jury out and asked Lori if she was planning on presenting a case, presenting any evidence, or calling any witnesses. And Lori suggested that she was ready to rest her case. But again, in true confusing fashion, Lori also waffled, saying that she'd like to sleep on it over the weekend and decide by Monday if perhaps she wants to take the stand in her own defense. To which I say, please, God, oh, please, oh, please, oh, please, please, please let Lori take the stand and ask herself questions and answer said questions. I don't know. A girl can always dream. Next up, closing arguments. As of this recording, those were slated to take place on Monday, April 21st, 2025, after Lori had a weekend to sleep on her decision to take the stand or not. But even though Lori wanted to reserve the right to take the stand on that date is scheduled for closing, so don't ask. It's entirely possible she could throw a wrench into the judge's schedule. Thank you, everybody, so much for listening. I am Ashley Banfield, and remember, the truth isn't just serious. It's drop dead serious.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.